If you'd like to get involved with Shoreditch Radio, or if you run any local projects or events, please contact us at info@shoreditchradio.co.uk.
Esky boy, Dan, no, out to all my people.
Hello, we're Beanbot.
Hi, this is Dean from Lois and the Love.
This is Roman from Breton.
I am Adam Fartley.
I'm Orlando from the Maccabees.
I am Colin Peters.
I'm Lewis from Chapel Club.
Hi, this is Guy from Zeta Winter.
Hello, this is Carl Barat.
Hey, this is Rita Ora, and you're listening to Shoreditch Radio. Yes!
Hello and welcome to the Theatre Full Stop podcast with your host, Lucy Basaba. This is your chance to find out what's happening theatrically in London and beyond. This week, there'll be two new pieces performed, one written by Don Collins and the other by myself. These will be performed by Naomi Abbey and Rita Dovale Capella. In this week's theatre news, the Vaults Festival has taken over the underground venue and will take residence until Sunday the 5th of March. The festival celebrates 5 years and offers a great range of things to do, from watching theatre and comedy, late night events, and watching a variety of shorts and features at the second Vaults Film Festival. Yellow Earth have launched a new playwriting scheme, offering a £2,000 seed commission to a playwright of East Asian descent. Four early career playwrights will be chosen to attend 6 writing workshops, with one winning the chance to have their play produced by the company. To find out more, visit www.londonplaywrightsblog.com. Shows have now been selected for the first Pub Theatre Festival. The aim of the festival is to celebrate our pub theatre culture and to support emerging artists and showcase their works to supportive audiences. The festival will take place at both the Lion and Unicorn and the Etc. Theatre in the first 2 weekends of April. Casting has been announced for the landmark musical Hamilton. The lineup includes Giles Torreira, who's been in Avenue Q and Book of Mormon, who will play Aaron Burr, Hamilton's political rival. Rochelle Ann Goh, who's been in Miss Saigon, will play Eliza Hamilton, Hamilton's wife. The show will take place at the Victoria Palace Theatre from November 2017. To find out more about the full cast, visit www.hamiltonthemusical.co.uk. And lastly, Talawa have created 250 opportunities for black performers to get involved with the theatre industry. The opportunities span across 4 categories, which are engage, grow, collaborate, sustain, and will support aspiring talent. To find out more about these multiple opportunities, visit talawa.com.
Shoreditchradio.co.uk.
In this week's theatre listings, Cautionary Tales for Daughters opens on Monday the 30th of January at the Jermyn Street Theatre until Saturday the 11th of February. The play, created by Tanya Holt, merges comedy, music and live animation to bring her story of growing up and parenting to light. Next, Lighty opens on Tuesday the 31st of January until Saturday the 4th of February at the Arcola Theatre. The play looks at our social media culture, identity, race and examines perceptions of beauty. Next, Run the Beast Down opens on Tuesday the 31st of January until Saturday the 25th of February at the Finborough Theatre. Run the Beast Down blurs the lines between reality and fantasy. Charlie finds himself haunted by an urban fox, but why? The show merges storytelling and music to bring this imaginative piece to life. Next, there are various shows opening at the Vaults Festival this week. These include Skin of the Teeth, A Colder Water Than Here, Bechdel Theatre Podcast, HIP, and many others. To find out more, visit vaultsfestival.co.uk for more info. And lastly, Tango Fire opens at Sadler's Wells from Tuesday the 31st of January until Saturday the 18th of February. German Conejo's much-loved hit show returns as skilled dancers guide the audience through the art form's evolution. The world's best Argentine tango dancers promise to deliver speedy footwork and passionate performances that promise to amaze. In a change to the usual schedule, there'll be 2 monologues performed in this week's podcast. Now presenting Naomi Abbey with a piece I have written titled Nostalgia. Enjoy.
You're listening to Shoreditch Radio.
Port. Starboard. Climbing the rigging. Attention on deck. Scrub the deck. Walk the plank. Shark. One of my favourite games, if you'd have asked me at school what I wanted to be, then a captain of my very own ship would have been right on the top of my list. I remember my class teacher trying to question my choice of career, her voice ringing in my ear like a shrill whistle. Ah, that's unusual. Are you sure? Surely a girl with your standing would much rather aspire to become something nobler. A princess, perhaps? I had never heard such nonsense in my life. I couldn't think of anything more nobler than guiding a courageous crew of seafarers to a new unexplored island, countries, and continents. But what do I know? Mum, however, didn't doubt my wish for a second. She'd simply entertain the idea and allow for me to climb her never-ending locks. I'd spend hours with my friends ascending Mum's hair as if my life depended on it, reading the very top to check that the ships were billowing proudly in the air. I'd sometimes race my brothers to see whom could reach the top the fastest, and I'd always win. How Mum never seemed to get bored of it, this is beyond me. It was one adventure after another, and the world appeared to be this exciting mystery that I needed to try and unlock. Climbing was my sanctuary, a way of escaping the earth. If I felt the world was being too mean, I'd clutch onto my mum's braids as if my life depended on it, a wingless bird flying over the rooted lives of others. I remember running home from school, tears blurring my route home. All I could think of was Mum, standing by the window, ready to assure me that everything was okay. Her smile beaming down on me with a jubilant spirit, bright enough to reveal the sun. She was going to be there. Surely she was going to be there. She will be there. I know she will be here. Mum, come out. Come out wherever you are. Mum, I know you're there. You promised you'd be there. You promised.
To conclude the show, Rita Davale Capella will perform a piece written by John Collins titled Mother Talking. Enjoy.
I've got to get away. I've got to leave. He won't give me any money to feed the kids. His sister and a doctor signed the papers and they took me away. They said it was for my own good. Some of the women in there thought they had come for a holiday. The screams in the night, that woman running naked down the corridor. Then they said it was my turn for the electric shock treatment. I didn't want to have it done. But the nurse twisted my arm up my back and pushed me into the room. I went for a walk today. To the end of the drive. A neighbor stared at me. So I turn back. When I turn around, I look up the sky, and in the clouds, I saw the face of Jesus. I heard him say he would help me. Jean helps. Does her best looking after little Johnny. I missed little Johnny when I was in there. I was worried about him. I was worried about how Jean would cope. I was worried about Robert, worried about the old man starting on the kids. This room is cold. It smells of damp. I wonder if I should start a fire. It's only early. The children have gone out to play. I love to watch them play in the sunlight. One day I will go out there and sit in the sun. You see, I can't remember. I have difficulty in remembering. My mind is clouded. I see ghostly figures from the past walk across my mind. They come closer and then move away. But I don't recognize them. One day, I will go out there into the sun. I will sit in the sun with the warmth of the sun on my face. I will get better. One day, I will make rhubarb pie for the children. I can hear a baby crying. Can you hear a baby crying? I wouldn't let my baby cry. I would hold her close. I don't want to have any more babies. Before I had my first, I could have left the old man. But now, the children need me. Can you hear that baby? Where is the cat? Sometimes cats sound like babies.